אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד
130. Hello, we're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, the introduction to the book, פנים מאירות ומסבירות. You can download the article on our website. You can also ask questions on kab.tv.
This is an introduction, as we can see, to the book Panim Meirot Umasvirot, which literally means a shining and welcoming face from the Ari. And this is based on the fundamental book of the wisdom of Kabbalah, upon which Baal HaSulam wrote the study of the Ten Sefirot, which is a slightly more detailed version of the book Etz Chaim, Tree of Life, but still, Etz Chaim is the foundation of the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. And that is why Baal HaSulam, he first of all wrote the interpretation on the Tree of Life, which is called the Panim Meirot Umasvirot. We have it in the archive, of course. And then upon that, he wrote the study of the Ten Sefirot. So let's study the foundation of all the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is the book Etz Chaim, Tree of Life. But for now, it's the introduction. Because in order to understand the book, you first need to learn the introduction to that book. Please.
Oh, yes. Writings of Baal HaSulam, article Introduction to the Book Panim Meirot Umasbirot, item 1. It is written at the end of the Oktzi, in the final treatise in the Mishnah, the Creator did not find a vessel that holds a blessing for Israel, but peace. As it is written, the Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. There is a lot to learn here. First, how did they prove that nothing is better for Israel than peace? Second, the text explicitly states that peace is the blessing itself, as it is written, giving in strength and blessing in peace. According to them, it should have stated giving in peace. Third, why was this phrase written for the conclusion of the Mishnah? Also, we need to understand the meaning of the words peace, strength, and what they mean. To interpret this article in its true meaning, we must go by a long way. For the heart of sayers is too deep to search. The author of Afike Yehuda correctly interpreted the words of our sages about the verse, support me with raisin cakes is laws, cushion me with apples is sayings. Our sages said that all the issues of the Torah and mitzvah were revealed and concealed, as it is written, apples of gold in settings of silver, a word fitly spoken. Indeed, the halachot, laws, are like grails of wine. When one gives a friend a gift, a silver grail with wine, both the insides and the outside are important, because the grail has its own value, like the wine inside it. The legends, however, are as apples, whose interior is eaten and its exterior is thrown away, as the exterior is completely worthless. You find that all the worth and importance are only in the interior, the insides. So is the matter with legends. The apparent superficiality seems meaningless and worthless. However, the inner content concealed in the words is built solely on the bedrock of the wisdom of truth, given to virtuous few. Thus far his words, with slight changes.
Meaning, we can't exactly understand what they mean in their words, these sages, but we need to yearn for the internality. And then when we reach the internality, then of course all of the externality is thrown aside. To correctly use what they're saying, that is our art. That's what we want to attain. Because what they wrote about the spiritual world. And they cannot write to us about the spiritual world in a way that we will understand. Because we don't understand, we don't feel the spiritual world. So what can we do? We need to somehow follow them, to read and read and read everything they've written, from them to receive a slight illumination, more and more light, from reading and not understanding about what, but that the light that is inside it gradually influences us, and we begin to discover what it speaks of. That is how we advance. There's no choice, like children. It's similar to an extent to children that are growing up. They don't understand what they hear, what's being spoken. They're in a new world. They were born to our world. And we see that slowly, slowly, through love and care that we give them more and more. We give them more, then slowly, slowly they grow and they become wiser, smarter than us. So we will advance. Keep going.
Who would dare extract it from the hearts of the masses and scrutinize their ways when their attainment is incomplete in both parts of the Torah, called Pshat, literal, and Dush, interpretation?
Meaning the Torah is written like a story everyone knows, everyone's read it. So if we read it just like it's written, then we can't find a lot there. Maybe stories or behavior, but that's not what the sages of the Torah meant.
In their view, the order of the four parts of the Torah, Pardes, begins with the Pshat, the literal, then the Drush, interpretation, then Remez, insinuated, and in the end, the Sod, the secret, is understood. However, it is written in the Vilna Gaon prayer book that the attainment begins with the Sod, the secret. After the Sod part of the Torah is attained, it is possible to attain the Drush, interpretation, and then the Remez, the hint. When one is granted complete knowledge of these three parts of the Torah, one is awarded the attainment of the Pshat, the literal of the Torah. It is written in Masechet Ta'anit, if one is rewarded, it becomes a potion of life to him. If he is not rewarded, it becomes a potion of death. Great merit is required in order for us to understand the Pshat of the texts, since first we must attain the three parts of the internality of the Torah, which the Pshat, the literal, close in, and the Pshat will not be parsed, taken off. And if one has not yet been rewarded with it, one needs great mercy, so it will not become a potion of death. It is the opposite of the argument of those who are negligent in attaining the internality, who say to themselves, we settled for attaining the Pshat. If we attain that, we will be content. Their words can be compared to one who wishes to step on the fourth stamp without first stamping on the first three steps, 3 degrees.
Meaning, what does he want to say to us? He wants to say that usually we teach our children Pshat Remez, Drush Sod. Pshat Remez, Drush Sod. We start teaching the Pshat, the literal, and then we go all the way to the Sod, to the secret. So what he's saying is that the Torah is actually studied differently. If we want to reveal the Torah, then we need to start learning it, that we start off with a Sod, with a secret, because everything we learn, we don't understand what's written. It's all Sod, it's all a secret. And then Drush, which is interpretation, and then Remez, insinuated, and then Pshat, which is literal. And only then we can reach the truth, that we understand what reality is, how we are a part of it, how we open it up, and how instead of the Creator, we can start governing it. Okay? Jerusalem.
What is the internality of the things? What is the difference in between these two, 4 degrees?
The internality of the things is the Creator that's governing the world we see and feel through different means, meaning that through our vessels and through the entire ladder of degrees from the world of Ein Sof, He governs us in such a way that we'll understand finally through the Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sod, in the inverse manner from below upwards, that we will attain Him.
So, when we speak about Sod, the secret, what do we mean? Why is that more internal than, let's say, the Drush, the interpretation?
Because Sod is the highest level of attainment.
So it refers more to the ways that the Creator is operating than the Drush?
Yes, it's closer to it. PT 19.
They said about the Masechet Ta'anit, if one is rewarded, it becomes a potion of life to him. If he's not rewarded, it becomes a potion of death to him. Can you explain these things? What is that?
Yep, it's very simple. If you are standing on some kind of judgment, some kind of attainment, if you understand this, then this becomes for you an entry ticket to the next state in adhesion to the Creator. And if not, then that same thing becomes for you detachment from the Creator, either the potion of life or death.
And detachment is a potion of death?
Yes. Yes. If you want to reach adhesion to the Creator according to equivalence of form, according to the quality of bestowal that you want to attain, if you want to be devoted to the entire world like the Creator, completely without anything for yourself, if you are not able to do that, then for you it's the potion of death.
What does it mean also that the grail has the value on its own, just like the wine inside of it? What is this grail?
That the vessel and its fulfillment, the ten and the light that fulfills it, the Creator that's in it, they both have great importance.
The grail, that's not the externality?
The grail is externality in comparison to the fulfillment, the wine, but that too is extremely important.
Yes, okay. My question is very simple. Is
shortly.
Kabbalah is like, okay, once you as a master, you go, you see Kabbalah as a hierarchy, like a pyramid, or like everybody become like that. It's like example, let's make it this way, like a Catholic, like you got one big guy like the Papa, like one, like pyramid, will be like everybody got the knowledge, will be...
אני מבקש ממך תנתק אותו.
I'm asking you, please cut him off. I need to teach him to speak very shortly, because yesterday he asked for 5 minutes. You cannot ask this way. You need to structure the question, write it down in front of you without referencing a million places, and ask. If you're able to do that, are you ready to do that? Then please.
I think I ask my question. Somebody can help me. Okay, will it be like this or will it be like this? Everybody got the knowledge. Will be or will have like one papa, like one the top, or will be like the instructor? Because you share the knowledge.
הכל לפי הפירמידה. שאלת, עכשיו תשמע תשובה.
Okay, you ask, now listen to the answer. Both should be in short. It's all according to a pyramid.
עוד שאלה?
Another question?
That's all?
That's all?
Just my question.
Okay, good. So we'll learn how to communicate. Kiev 1.
Мы в нашей учебе устремляемся всегда к СОД, стремимся.
We in our study always yearn for the secret.
К СОД, к тайне, СОД. К внутренней сути каждый раз.
Кен, אנחנו רוצים להשיג את הסוד. מפני
שסוד. To the internal essence.
We want to attain the SOD, the secret, because the purpose of creation is פשט רמז דרוש סוד. When you start with sod, with secret, because nothing is known, and then when you reach pshat, that it's all mufshat, it's all literal, everything's revealed, and it's all known. If we advance this way, then we reach complete adhesion to the Creator.
I read some text now, and what does it mean that I aspire for the secret, that I'm trying to discover it in the center of the ten, or?
Moscow 7.
В самом начале Бальсулам пишет о...
In the beginning, Бальсулам writes...
...и так далее. Вот что это за мир, о котором он тут в самом начале Бальсулам пишет?
About peace. What is this peace that he's mentioning here?
The
world is peace. It's adhesion, it's perfection. It's the state that we adhere to him in a complete way. That there is no difference left between the light and the kli. That we are in complete adhesion to the Creator. That is called peace. Shalom from the word shlemut, wholeness. Please.
Item 2. However, accordingly, we need to understand the great concealment applying to the interior of the Torah. As it is said in Masechet Chagiga, one does not learn Maaseh Bereshit, Genesis in 2, and not the Merkava, the assembly, alone. Also, all the books that are at our disposal in this trade are sealed and blocked before the eyes of the masses. Only the few who are summoned by the Creator shall understand them, as they already understand the roots themselves, and in reception from mouth to mouth. It is indeed surprising how the ways of wisdom and intelligence I denied of the people, for whom it is their life and the length of their days. It is seemingly a criminal offense, as about such, our sages said in Midrash Rabbah Bereshit about Ahaz, that he was called Ahaz, held or seized, for he seized synagogues and seminaries. And this was his great iniquity. Also, it is a natural law that one is possessive concerning dispensing one's capital and property to others. However, is there anyone who is possessing concerning dispensing one's wisdom and intelligence to others? Quite the contrary. More than the calf wishes to eat, to suckle, the cow wishes to feed, especially when it comes to the law of the Creator and His wish. Indeed, we find such mysteries in the wisdom, even in secular sages in previous generations. In Rav Butril's introduction to his commentary on the Book of Creation, there is a text ascribed to Plato who warned his disciples as follows. Do not convey the wisdom unto one who knows not its merit. Aristotle too warned, do not convey the wisdom to the unworthy, lest it shall be robbed. He, Rav Butril, interprets that if a sage teaches wisdom to the unworthy, he robs the wisdom and destroys it. The secular sages of our time do not do so. On the contrary, they exert in expanding the gates of their sagacity to the entire crowd without any boundaries or conditions. Seemingly, they strongly disagree with the first stages, who opened the doors of their wisdom only to a handful of a virtuous few, which they had found worthy, leaving the rest of the people fumbling the walls.
So what do Plato and Aristotle speak of? That they are the sages of those times, 2,000 years ago. What are they saying? Don't teach people wisdom if they're people off the street. The wisdom is for a small selected few that will understand in it, engage in it, and not spread it publicly or to the masses. Look what they wrote. It's the opposite of what we want, to spread the wisdom to everyone, to schools, universities, you know, everywhere, each and every one can come, etc. Why? Because they're saying otherwise they will take this wisdom, the laws of nature, and they will start using it in an opposite form. In an opposite form. That won't end up being in their own benefit or the benefit of humanity. But it will lead to destruction. And look what's happening. We used to have wars with sticks and stones, and today we have wars with atomic weapons and ships, warships and fighter jets, etc. All of this is through this wisdom, that the hatred is ahead of anything else. I've created the evil inclination. But when we add to this evil inclination, when we add to this hatred, when we add worship, then we turn our life into something that's intolerate, that's cannot be tolerated. So whoever is not corrected, those who are egoists cannot know the laws of nature, cannot know wisdom, because they will destroy the world. And Aristotle and Plato spoke about this thousands of years ago. Moscow 4.
I never understood this also, that here it speaks about an inner limitation. A person cannot understand this. He cannot understand the wisdom of Kabbalah if he approaches it egoistically, so
they're not talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah at all. They are talking only on the laws of nature that we can learn from external wisdoms, physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, etc. That's what they're talking about. Focus group.
From the beginning of the article, Baal HaSulam seemingly shows us that there are two lines, two approaches that somehow need to be taken into the same direction. What are these two approaches that he keeps moving between? He says you have this approach and you have the other approach. He writes, let's say, in the beginning of the article, it says giving with strength and blessing with peace, but according to them, it should have been giving with peace. It's like they're missing out on something.
They're missing out on bringing all these things in the development of connecting in order to bestow. Yes.
What is he proposing, really, in this introduction?
Wait, this, you know, how long this introduction is.
No, I'm asking about how should we approach the reading of it, because I don't manage to...
Start with the sword, with a secret that we have, we don't know what we're engaging with, but we're gradually getting into it, and we need a sgula, we need this remedy that will help us open our eyes, that we do not yet have tools to understand. Usually if you open a book, then you have the tools, you know how to read, you have your mind, your emotion, etc. And now it all depends on how many hours you read and to what extent you understand what's written. Here, it's something different. You open the Book of Life, and you don't know anything that's written there because you need to change in order to understand what is written. That is why you understand the secret that's in this book, the sword. You read it and you find that it's a sword, a secret, and this sword becomes Remez and Drush and Pshat. That's how it works. That's why he wants to warn you that we are advancing correctly from the sword to the pshat.
By this is allowing one who is reading it to understand that his approach is wrong on one hand.
Yes.
On the other hand, he's telling him it's not his fault or something, or...
It doesn't matter. I don't care who is to blame, even if I am to blame. So what? You now, in the middle of my life, you're saying, okay, so I'm to blame, fine. But what's next? I'm not going to start clearing myself, clearing my name, or justifying myself.
Cab you too.
Hello, boss. Okay, it's about what you just finished talk about the physical and the Kabbalah. Because I saw one documentary you display. You talk about the inertia, the human being, how we are together. But you make the example as in the physical way. You use the physical way.
Adoni, ata shoel o ata...
Mister, are you asking or are you beginning to explain how you understand? We don't care how you understand. We want to hear a question in order to answer you. The difference between the wisdom of Kabbalah and physics is that physics studies only this world, and the wisdom of Kabbalah also studies the upper world. You see, you answered a clear question and you got a clear answer. And that's how we'll advance. If you'll have patience, you will change. And if you won't have patience, I won't let you ask. What can we do?
Rav, I would like to ask about this caution that Bala Sulam is cautioning us that we must not reveal the laws, seemingly the wisdom to the common people, to the masses. My question is about the literal. What mistake did our sages do when the simple people wanted to study the literal?
What literal is he studying? Shat. Who is studying the literal? Literal means that it's all clear. Everything is literal. It's mufshat. It's laid out. It's clear. It's cleared of all clothings. The fact that they read pshat, the literal, they're not learning a thing. They're not even learning the sod, the secret.
I'm asking Rav about how did our sages, I'm talking about the sages of Israel, how did it happen that the simple people are yearning for the pshat, the literal?
They don't know what they're reading. They call it literal, but it's not literal. It's not literal, nor is it drush or sod. It's nothing. Pshat means, literal means, complete revelation of the Creator to the created being, that the Creator and the created being are in adhesion. That is called the Pshat, the literal, that He strips down all the clothings and then it becomes clear to the created being. And what we call Pshat, the literal meaning, it's meaningless.
Yes, but the masses, they don't want to study the soul, the secret.
The common folk don't want to learn anything. They have no connection to this Pardes, the abbreviation of Pshat Remesh Dur Sod. Latin 6.
Querido Rad, o sea que el secreto es si yo me invierto, puedo leer literal el libro. Esa es la idea. Ese es el secreto, digamos.
Rab, the secret is that if I invert, then I can read the book. Is that a secret?
The secret is that I open up a Kabbalah book and I look at it, I read in it, and I feel that there is a secret here, a sod, which I do not understand. I do not feel, not in my heart, in my mind, nor in my heart. So I now read the book and I'm saying that I am now studying this sod, this secret. And that is the first phase, the first stage of my connection to this topic. PT5.
Yes, Rav. For someone who grew up in Israel, it feels as if this text, from the beginning, it was written for a very well-defined public. As if, what are these questions relevant? If he's concealed, he revealed. I'm thinking about friends in the worldly. How should they approach this text correctly? And what's the general context he writes about?
We're going to get into item 3 and learn it in a more normal way. Up to here, he wants to say that what we've learned thus far does not belong to the correct reality, not to the Pshat Remesh Drush Sod. Of course, it's written in a repulsive way that's not so clear. I agree. PT 19.
Rav, I'd like to ask, what does it mean that Baal HaSulam, and he relates to another sage, and they're talking about Plato and Aristotle? How come?
There were wise men that were accepted in that time. It's a problem.
Because they took the wisdom of Kabbalah and made a philosophy out of it.
They studied the way they understood. What do you want? Doesn't mean that they're not wise.
But they're saying you shouldn't do what they did.
Not that they did it. After them, it was done this way. But they themselves, no. Look what they say. Don't deliver the wisdom to the unworthy. Do not convey the wisdom to the unworthy, lest it shall be robbed.
It just sounds weird that he has to count on philosophers.
Learn from him, from Baal HaSulam, how he respects them. What's the problem? We don't respect wise people of today, Einstein and the likes. You're not raising them to the degree of adhesion in the Creator. Because they've penetrated the upper world, but nevertheless, they worked to advance humanity. Although from the time of Plato and Aristotle, all the sages started to open up the wisdom to others. It took place not in their time, but actually in the Middle Ages. from the time the first universities opened up the 12th and 13th century. They started to open the wisdom in convents and monasteries. But even then, to those who belong to those monasteries, who are members of their religion, and it was not the case in the people of Israel. There were always Kabbalists who were somewhere off to the side compared to the rest of the public.
What's strange for me, and forgive me for...
Yeah, stay with your strangeness and don't disrupt us. I'm not going to waste everyone's time, thousands of people, to convince you. Holland 1.
Rav, this argument of Plato and Aristotle, is it not still more valid in our times? Should we also not be concerned that the wisdom is robbed? Or should we not be concerned at all about it? Should we leave it to the Creator?
No, we will learn about it next, and we'll see that specifically in our time we need to open the wisdom of Kabbalah, not only normal wisdoms, physics, biology, chemistry, and all that. They've already done it, and they made it into weapons. They weaponized it and all that. But we need to open up the wisdom of Kabbalah in this generation to everyone. And this is the great resistance we feel from the religious people. And we have to explain to them. And you see how difficult it is. Even our friend from Eilat, from the south of Israel, I can't convince that, but we're reading, he disagrees with Baal HaSulam. How come Baal HaSulam respects Plato and Aristotle? How difficult it is to penetrate the stubbornness of our friends. What can you do? Okay, the Creator will help.
Should we not be concerned that people create for themselves a malchut without a crown?
Again?
Should we not be concerned that the people will create for themselves like malchut without a crown?
No, they can't build anything. What are they building? Nothing. What people? No one can build anything unless he is in a tent and under all those rules, those laws, and he keeps them, and then through great work, drawing the reforming light, the light builds those things. What do you mean that we build keter and malchut? Nothing. The upper light builds in us, out of our broken vessels, these orders, and not us. We merely help it. We provide the conditions under which he can build it in us.
It's as if there's an argument here of Baal HaSulam against the sages. Why do they hide the wisdom from the people? But Kabbalists did it as well.
Yes.
So, in some way, it justifies what the external sages did.
It might be. Write down your question, like the friend from Eilat and other people. Write down your questions, and maybe we'll continue a little more, and you'll understand why it's written this way. From beginning to end. Item 3, please.
Item 3. Let me explain the matter. We distinguish 4 divisions in the speaking species, arranged in gradations, one atop the other. Those are the masses, the strong, the wealthy, and the sagacious. They are equal to the 4 degrees in the whole of reality, called one still, 2, vegetative, 3, animate, and 4, speaking.
Just like we have in our reality, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, that's Ham, the acronym. Similarly, we have in the human species, in the speaking degree, also a division into 4 such levels.
The still can adduce the 3 properties, vegetative, animate, and speaking. And we discern 3 values in the quantity of the force from the beneficial and detrimental in them. The smallest force among them is the vegetative. The flora operates by attracting what is beneficial to it and rejecting the harmful in much the same way as humans and animals do. However, there is no individual sensation in it, but a collective force common to all types of plants in the world, which affects this operation in them. Atop them is the animate. Each creature feels itself concerning attracting what is beneficial to it and rejecting the harmful. It follows that one animal equalizes in value to all the plants in reality. It is so because the force that distinguishes the beneficial from the detrimental in the entire vegetative is found in one creature in the animate, separated to its own authority. This sensing force in the animate is very limited in time and place, since the sensation does not operate at even the shortest distance outside its body. Also, it does not feel anything outside its own time, meaning in the past or in the future, but only at the present moment. Atop them is the speaking, consisting of a feeling force and an intellectual force together. For this reason, its power is unlimited by time or place in attracting what is good for it and rejecting what is harmful to it, like the animate. This is so because of its science, which is a spiritual matter, unlimited by time or place. One can learn about others wherever they are in the whole of reality, and in the past and the future throughout the generations. It follows that the value of one person from the speaking equalizes with the value of all the forces in the vegetative and the animate in the whole of reality at that time, and in all the past generations. This is so because its power encompasses them and contains them within its own self, along with all their forces. This rule also applies to the 4 divisions in the human species, namely the masses, the strong, the wealthy, and the sagacious. Certainly, they all come from the masses, which are the first degree, as it is written, all are of the dust. It is certain that the whole merit of the dust and its very right to exist are according to the merit of the 3 virtues it deduces, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Also, the merit of the masses corresponds to the properties they deduce from them. Thus, they too connect in the shape of a human face. For this purpose, the Creator installed 3 inclinations in the masses called envy, lust, and honor. Due to them, the masses develop degree by degree to induce a face of a whole man.
I think this is enough. I don't see any questions because people started to fall asleep. It became difficult. We're going to continue it another time. Let's go to a song and to the next lesson.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson, but first sing a song.
בואו נגלה את הקשר שבין כל האנשים
בואו ונראה מעבר לכל ההבדלים
בואו ונגיד ביחד שאנחנו מוכנים
להתחשב בכל הפאזל בו כולנו חלקים
בקרוב הקץ למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות את הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות
Come on everybody it's this connection we reveal Come on everybody let's discover what's concealed Come on everybody let's unite and seal the deal Let's join our hearts together so we can finally feel so close this love will end all wars pretty soon we will live with open doors come on everybody you're invited to attend all together we will sing what a message we will send למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות בואו נגלה את הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות